The next poem I want to read is called Marriage. And I finally made it. I finally made it with my assignment to myself of writing a poem with a single image. That turned out to be extremely difficult for me. I had no idea it would be so hard. I admire the 10th century and 11th century Chinese poet Li Qingzhao, who also wrote about her marriage. And she often had a single image in a poem, and I thought, oh, well, I can try that. But it turned out to be much more difficult for me than I expected. This poem, I think, is self-explanatory. Whenever I do read it, though, and I just announce its title and I say, Marriage, people laugh. I think perhaps to try to put marriage into 14 lines amuses us. Marriage. I watch my husband at a party, a shy boy become a man at last. Success freshens his face, the boy now free to pass beneath his expressions as if slipping under a fence. I used to slip under a fence, to swim in a stream-fed pond, and lays in the water till shocked and delighted by a cold spot I swam through. That's what his face is like, infused by a source inside him. I know I have a part of it, just as I was part of the pond where I loved to swim.